You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all this stuff. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, hour number three on Hump Day, Wednesday. We're getting down to go home time on Hump Day. So that means you guys have made it halfway through your week. Well, welcome to hour number three. And I'm moving to number two on the triple dipper. So I'm going to do this section right now called Gas Pains. No, not that kind of gas pains. Have you heard what California's doing? I know you have. So California has recently announced, and the Governor Newsom is so proud, that by 2035, they say, just a mere, 13 years away? Just by 2035, they will be at zero emissions on new vehicles sold in California. Zero emissions. That basically means combustion engines are defunct. Now, there are issues with this plan in a variety of ways. Not the least of which is it's just not workable. I don't think it's going to happen. Go ahead and just crush part of your economy, please. Why don't you? But then again, it's California and stuff happens sometimes that other states won't do, can't do, realize they shouldn't do, but California does anyway. I do believe that you can have an all of the above. I'm fine with electric vehicles. I think electric, if you want an electric vehicle, man, more power to you. Cool. And you don't take long trips or you're not worried about having to plug that thing in at night or whatever. Fine. It's kind of like the vaccine a while ago. If you want a vaccine, go get it. But don't have the government tell you you have to get it. I mean, since when can the government tell you, you will only be able to buy this type of product? Okay. How about you're only allowed to buy 2% milk from now on? What, whole milk's out? Almond milk's out? Oh, it's only 2%. You can only buy 2%. What? How about, let's pick another one. Pick something else. You can only shoot 12-gauge shotguns. Well, the liberals won't. They won't go for any kind of gun. But 20-gauge is out. No 20-gauge. It's only 12. Well, I mean, it gets ridiculous when you start picking winners and losers like this. But the government has definitely gone all in on picking winners and losers when it comes to electric vehicles over emissions-based combustion engines. So California comes out and says they're going to do this. Guess what? Governor Youngkin from Virginia was shocked to find out that apparently his predecessor, Governor Northam, signed a law in 2021 that says that Virginia will do whatever governor or California does when it comes to their emissions control. The California Air Resources Board, story here on FoxNews.com, dated yesterday. Governor Youngkin vows to fight the ludicrous law tying Virginia to California ban on gas-powered cars. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin on Tuesday vowed to fight back against a law that would require Virginians to follow California's ludicrous plan to ban gasoline-powered cars and require all new vehicles in the state to run on electricity by 2035. Who does this? By law, it says Virginia would now be required to do the same thing as California because his predecessor did sign a law that he says very quietly, no one even realized it was there. Signed legislation in 20... Well, the legislature had to have done something. It was one of those things that flew under the radar somehow. But nonetheless, they have to tie their state policies by law to whatever the California Air Resources Board does. That's weird. He says, that's why I was elected governor, to stop a government that was very comfortable telling people what to do all the time. He says, freedom, in fact, matters in Virginia, and I'm going to work to make sure people can buy what kind of car they want to buy. This is weird. I mean, I looked at this, so I started doing the research. Did you know Virginia's not the only one? I mean, what the heck? Well, listen, let me jump on a phone call first, and I'll come back to the topic. Line one, Sparky from Harvest. Sparky, how you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm awesome. The the nonsensical fairy tale, New World Order, New World Government nonsense tied to man-made global warming, for instance, that drives everything in California policy on this, is so intellectually dishonest. And the notion that, as you said, that these people believe they can be all electric vehicles and mandate, not just offer and encourage, but mandate all electric by then, ignores the fact that not a single politician in any one of these states, in any state, red or blue, is driving around in electric vehicles themselves. I did a deep search looking for representatives, senators, politicians driving in electric limousines, electric personal cars, climbing aboard sailboats to go to these climate conferences instead of gas-guzzling private jets and government jets at Air Force One. They're not walking the walk now. They've never demonstrated they ever intend to walk the walk, but they can mandate that you, lockstep, walk their walk. And how the people don't rise up in California and crush those ignorant insects, I'll never know.
Well, okay, first of all points well taken. Just did an interview today, Sparky, that's going to air tomorrow with Lieutenant Colonel Buzz Patterson, who carried the nuclear football for Bill Clinton. He lives in California now. And we did have a dialogue, and he said, you know what, there's some great people living out here. It's the politics. The political class in California has lost their mind, and that the average citizen cannot figure out how some of this stuff even comes into law. I agree with that. Go ahead.
I've been to California, and I've been to California recently. I moved some helicopters across California, and I know friends there. It is a beautiful state with abundant natural resources and just a fantastic historic place. And these complete whack jobs in San Francisco and Los Angeles and Sacramento who are literally living in a fairy tale world, that they have the gall to not encourage these green policies, which I think would be noble, but mandate in the draconian and dictatorial fashion. It blows my mind, and I understand why Northern California wanted to secede and become a separate state, and I encourage it.
And I guarantee you those helicopters you transported didn't run on electricity.
No, they certainly did not.
Sparky, appreciate you as always, man. You have a great day. Oh, wow.
You too.
Hey, listen, Sparky's spot on, man. He is spot on. But I was quoting Governor Youngkin of Virginia the other day, or he was speaking the other day about this issue, finding out that the whack job laws in California, that somehow or another his state is supposed to follow those because someone slipped it into legislation and the governor signed it. Well, so Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, I really like her. And if you're not familiar, you talk about breaking a glass ceiling. So here's someone that the left does not like at all because she does not fit their, you know, ideologies, but she also does not fit their demographic makeup. So here is someone, she is a strong, naturalized citizen, former Marine, black female, Republican. And she came out, she's the Lieutenant Governor now of Virginia. And Boomer, get that audio clip ready, bud. We're going to do that in 1 second here. But Winsome Sears is her name. She doubled down on what her governor, Youngkin, says. She says, we're going to get rid of this thing. She literally came out ripping it and saying that the idea that we're going to ban gas-powered vehicles by 2035 in Virginia is, I mean, basically I'm paraphrasing, but it's a non-starter. She was doing an interview on Fox and Friends I guess it was yesterday or the day before, and she basically said, this is not going to happen. And Brimmer's getting the phone now, so I want to play an audio clip for you. But she literally said, why would we do that? I mean, the truth be told is if we're going to pass laws in Virginia, then why do we have to follow what California says? That's what we do. Why do we have our own legislature then? Why do we have a governor? So yeah, she says, we're going to get rid of this thing. Well, it's very common to see what we call model legislation. This is not that. This, in my opinion, I'm smelling a rat here, because in a minute I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let you hear what she had to say, but I think we're going to need to track this down. What are other states doing? Boomer, play me that clip right now, bud. Can you go ahead and play that?
I'm going to try and repeal this law because we have to. We didn't get any opportunity to have any say in what California is doing. You know, they've decided just last Thursday that by 2035, there will be no gas-powered vehicles sold in California. Well, that's all right, and that's good for them, except that we had the previous Democrat legislature and governor hitch us to whatever California does. So if California wants to jump off a cliff, as my mother would say, you're going to do that too. Apparently we are. But here's the kicker. Again, by 2026, one-third of all vehicles sold in California must be zero emissions. Otherwise, the automakers will have a $20,000 fine. So guess what? That's going to happen right here in Virginia as well, because we said ditto. Well, if that's how we're going to pass laws in Virginia, where whatever California does, that's what we do, then why do we have legislatures? Why do we have a governor? So we're going to get rid of this thing, and we hope that we can get at least a few sensible Democrat legislators to say, not here, not in Virginia.
Well, and there you go. And that's leadership, and that's what needs to happen. And the idea that's got snuck in on them, and they're stuck with it. First of all, I would literally say that the legislature needs to really quickly own up to this, and they need to back off of it. If they have to repeal the legislation, fine. If they have to enjoin it in court, fine. But you cannot find yourself trapped in what something that happens literally on the opposite coast is saying that they're going to do, and it does not benefit your citizens at all. I'll talk about that more in a minute. And by the way, Boomer, tell our caller, if you wouldn't mind, we have to take a break right now to hold on during the break. I'd appreciate it. Go ahead and run us to the break right now, brother. We'll do that. We'll come right back. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. Gas pains. Man, this whole thing gives me some gas pains. But yeah, gas pains. What's happening? Oh, California setting the world on its ear, apparently. And I got news. Virginia's not the only one tied to their laws. I'll tell you about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. So, line two, thanks for holding on during the break. Cliff from Huntsville. Cliff, how you doing, man? Did we get him? Okay. Cliff from Huntsville, you there? Hey, man, how are you doing?
Pretty well. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks so much for holding on to the break. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, if we go back 40 or more years, we didn't Virginia and everyone else follow California's lead in banning leaded gasoline?
Weren't there
screams of how dare you tell me what kind of gas to use by every redneck east of California?
Well, I do know
and
that
then,
when
now
we went
isn't
to
it a, isn't it a given now that they that cleaning up the place was the right thing to do?
I don't know. Is it? I mean, did it make a big difference? I mean, we also can go to the gas pump now and find out a ton of corn has been put into our gas, and we got ethanol-based gasoline.
I know my
68 Mustang didn't run as good on that unleaded, but
I don't have in front of me the data on cancer and whatever else was caused by or contributed to by burning leaded gasoline, but I think that's pretty much
Well, so let me ask you this, Cliff.
That argument is over. I believe that argument is over.
I don't think that argument's over, but let me ask you this.
Hang
on, Cliff. Hold on, bud. If you want to hold on during the break and talk on the show, we got to talk together. Let me ask you this. At what point did something to do with leaded or unleaded gasoline actually shut down an entire sector of the economy by changing the way we make cars and then also mandate that people had to buy a certain type of vehicle? When did that occur?
I don't know how they had to change the engine.
Do you know what the average price right now of a battery-powered vehicle is? $66,000.
Okay, well, that's going to go, you know, the economy of scale, that's going to go down.
Okay, well, you would hope so, but it hasn't yet. In fact, it's been trending up. But let me ask you this. How about the fact that if we have a power grid in California, which is already weakened, and they're talking even this week right now about asking people not to charge their cars overnight because they're looking at rolling blackouts with the heat of the summer through the Labor Day weekend, how do we sustain this if all of them are electric and they all have to plug in at night? What does that do to the power grid?
Well, today's power grid might overwhelm it, but 2035's power grid, maybe not. We find ways to make, if we're going to have more electricity uses and less fossil fuel burning, then we're going to develop ways to make electricity without burning fossil fuels, either to make that electricity or to...
And everything you just said, everything you just said is notional. So right now, do you know when the last time they built a power plant in California? It's been years. It's been decades. They shut down the last nuclear power plant. They've only got one still operational over there. They don't have the power to sustain operations, and yet they're mandating that within the next 3 years, that one-third of all vehicles sold have to be zero-emission vehicles, which means they're going to be electric.
Well, necessity being the mother of invention, and the fact that we already invented are the ways to make electricity without burning fossil fuels, and the way to power vehicles without burning fossil fuels, those inventions already exist. All we have to do is build them and employ them.
That's wonderful. And that'd be great if the free market was allowed to be employed. But at what point is the free market the actual sustaining operation here? Because what you're looking at is none of what you described is viable without government subsidies. So everything about the renewable sector is currently being subsidized by the U.S. or state governments. And they're not free marketing the thing. If you want to go ahead and say it works, then let's make it work. And you know what? If you build the better mousetrap, we'll flock to it. But so far what we got is government is mandating the shift. Government is mandating you buy a certain type of vehicle. Government is mandating that you have to plug it in at night. Oh, by the way, government is mandating that we downgrade the systems that keep the power grid up. It's not sustainable in the manner in which they've laid it out on paper.
Well, I think these mandates are a good thing. It's making people do what they ought to do anyway. Quit burning leaded gasoline altogether.
You realize you just came on the show that is not for government mandates. I know you know that. But I'm assuming that you are all good with the vaccine mandates for the military and stuff like that too, right?
Well, some of the government mandates, I believe the right wing is in favor of. For instance, registering for a draft, or back when they actually drafted young men, drafting them. The right wing is in favor of that. That's a government mandate that gets people killed.
I think the right wing, as you call it, also, by the way, we're up against a hard break, Cliff, but the right wing, as you say, probably voted right along with the left wing to do away with the draft in 1971, but that's neither here nor there. Cliff, call back in and we'll argue again some other time, but I got to go to a hard break right now. Good try. Calling me, talk about why mandates are good. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I got more on this. We're going to keep going. Gas pains. Gives me gas pains. You want to call in? We'll take that call. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I got to tell you, I'm about to go to the calls here. I got two that are holding on, but let me just tell you this. Sacramento Bee. Yes, I did. I went to the Sacramento Bee to get local news. dated yesterday, August 30th, California power grid officials ready to ask for conservation as extreme heat wave approaches. They're calling it a flex alert. That's where they ask people to basically flex their behavior. This is literally dated yesterday from the Sacramento Bee. It says flex alerts are voluntary calls for conservation during the afternoon and evening hours when energy uses tends to soar. Residents will be asked to turn up their thermostat to 78 degrees or higher, avoid using dishwashers or large appliances, and to hold off on charging their electric vehicles. How do they get to work the next day if they can't charge their vehicle overnight? But here we are. We're allegedly 3 years away from one-third of the vehicles, 13 years away from all of the vehicles being electric in California, and the power grid is so bad right now that they're already asking people not to charge their vehicles overnight. That's just wacky.
Range anxiety.
Yeah, range anxiety. We're back to it again. All right, let me go to the phones real quick. Doug from Madison. Doug, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, doing good.
Good. What's up, man?
Hey. Well, I got a couple things. About power.
First
and foremost, maybe we should just let California, why don't they just go ahead and kill their dang power grid out there and hook up their vote machines to it, too, so we ain't got to worry about it.
I like that.
Winning plan.
All right, drive on. What you got next?
All right, I got two more things. The next thing, I find it really, really funny that we got a U.S. government that's pushing this electric car push that they got going on. They're trying to get rid of gas, yet they're still trying to launch stupid space shuttles up into space. How much gas does that sucker burn?
A lot, but it's solid fuel. It's different. But anyway, what else?
You can't tell me that you care about the atmosphere on one hand and do something different on the other. That's the same thing as all these rich celebrities out there, your John Kerry's that are sitting there going around the world on their little private jet planes.
Yeah.
And then they want me and you to drive Teslas that we can't afford in the first place.
I'm with you, man. You are singing my song, preaching the gas pains.
I got one more thing. So I don't know if you saw about what Joe Biden said, talking about the Second Amendment, and that if we were going to be able to defeat the U.S. government, because he's trying to say that that's why the only reason why we want the Second Amendment, that we would need F-15s to be able to do that. First, I'm not so sure he's not threatening Americans, saying he's going to turn the military on Americans by making that comment. But second of all, if he will give me an F-15, will he give me the gas to power that sucker too? Because I will fly.
Doug, great call, man. Love that. Good stuff. That was epic. Thanks for the call, bud. That was next level. That was good stuff. Line one. Hey, it's Jeff. Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, my brother?
Doing great, Phil.
What you got today?
I'm gonna make a liar out of you.
Oh no. What you got?
Yeah. Well, here's a mandate I'm thinking you can probably get behind. I think we mandate that in order to vote, you have to at least know the candidate's name, and then you got like a little graph there, you know, a couple things that, you know, draw the line from which candidate says which thing, you know. And if you can't get at least 50% of those right, you can't vote.
All that and a photo ID too.
That's exactly right. Are you in favor of mandates now?
I might be, and we'll name that one the Jeff from Indiana mandate. I'll just go ahead and I'll sign on to that one. What do you think?
Hey, that sounds good. And on the power grid and everything, hey, we can still get on the ground floor and start building them little blue generators, man, because they're going to need a lot of them.
We got to have some of that Voltagra.
That's right. Whenever California does a brownout, you're going to have a blue light shining, buddy.
A blue light special. Here we go.
that, and we probably need to invest into the electric grid from China to America.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what's coming, because while they're building coal-fired plants and everything over there, we're going to be buying electricity from China because we can't produce none of our own.
You are once again proving that you could be Secretary of State. I just feel it, Jeff.
Well, I'm not dumb enough to be that right now. I'd have to drop a few points on my IQ to be that right now, I believe.
Thank you, Jeff Rowe. Appreciate you as always. All right, I gotta jump on another call. All right, see you, bud. All right, what do I got here? Line two, Brian from Huntsville, going to talk to you about some rocket fuel. What you got, Brian?
Well, the most of the rockets that go into space, not military rockets, are primarily liquid oxygen or LOX, and hydrogen, which the combination, once it's burned off, ends primarily in water vapor.
Wow.
So I'm not worried. I'm not worried about Artemis going up there and polluting our atmosphere unless it blows up or something. Well, hopefully it will not, knock on wood, and yeah. I hope it has a blessed launch on this Saturday. So I just wanted to get that misconception out of the way, I could.
You squared me away. Well, you know what? I could have sworn that I read most recently that it was a solid fuel booster. Is it not?
I am not sure on the boosters. Okay. My mom would have more information on that than I would.
Well, tell mom we said hey. But all right, man. Thanks, Brian.
All right, y'all have a good one.
All right, see you, bud. Oh man, I got the best audience. All right, so we need to find a recording of some of those calls right there. Were like next level. I know I said that already, but it's just that was just good. All right, listen, I'm back on it. Gas pains. The whole world's got gas pains. California's got lots of gas pains. I don't know how they even walk in California. They got so many gas pains. So thehill.com, you know, what started all this was the governor of Virginia and the lieutenant governor, who we played her audio clip a moment ago, saying that they were shocked to find that the predecessor, the Democrat Governor Northam, had signed into law legislation, which had to have been passed by the state legislature, signed into law basically tying themselves to California's emission standards. Whatever California says is what Virginia will do, which, by the way, makes no sense. Now, let me say this. During my time in the legislature, we would occasionally see something that's called model legislation. It's where you're trying to see something that is trending around the nation, and you're trying to build some level of congruence among the states, and so you have model legislation. You still have to adapt it for your state, but you don't typically tie yourself to what another state does. You take it and say, we agree that this is an important topic and Alabama will address it as such. And if you can adopt that model legislation, but you at the very least have to make sure it doesn't conflict with state laws. You have to reference it in other parts of the code to make sure it all fits. All said and done, it's not uncommon to find legislation from one state to the next that mirrors what other states are doing. What I don't recall doing is setting up something where we just do what they say. Now, here's the one example I can think of. It is not uncommon to have something called the model building code or other construction type codes like plumbing and that kind of thing. It is not uncommon to find, you know, the building codes being adopted by reference. I see that quite often. Even in the law, I see that quite often. What I have never seen, though, was someone who names a state. Like, we don't say, we adopt the California building standards. Why would we? They build with layers of bureaucracy like nobody else in the world. They have to deal with earthquakes like we don't here. And so they revise their standards according to, so state by state does their own thing. Well, guess what? TheHill.com reports as of yesterday that Virginia is not alone. It says, in the wake of California announcing last week that it will ban sales of all gas-powered cars by 2035, several states have announced similar plans. The Clean Air Act grants California the ability to impose emission standards on new vehicles that are stricter than those at the national level. And it goes on to say that Virginia, yada yada, we know that. And a total, it says, of 15 states have backed California's zero emissions vehicle requirements. And Washington, Oregon, Massachusetts, and New York have taken steps to follow suit. No, it's even deeper than that. So I found an article. I had to do some digging this morning, but I found an article that literally it's on a website called Jalopnik. I don't usually go there, but it fit. And this guy did the research. Steve DeSilva wrote this article. Dateline today, says how California's internal combustion ban could affect 17 other U.S. states. Folks, I'm just telling you. This smells of conspiracy. And I don't mean that like black helicopters and tinfoil hats. I mean, what's happened now is somebody in some activist mentality started going to different state legislatures, finding their green energy friendly state legislators and saying, hey, man, if you'll slip this into bills, if you'll put this into legislation, just kind of, because sometimes things come in that are so in the minutia, you don't see it unless you're paying attention. Well, California. And then New York was the first state to stop on the CARB train, adopting California's laws. And then Massachusetts also adopts California's rules for tailpipe emissions and zero-emission vehicles. Vermont follows California for tailpipe emissions and zero emissions. Maine, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Washington. Washington even went so far as just to adopt by reference. Anything that California does, we adopt by reference. That's literally like them being lazy. This is lazy legislative action. Lazy. Where they're just saying, whatever California does, we do too. We hereby adopt. So it's perpetual. They don't ever have to do a thing to update. Whatever California does, we do too. Oregon takes a similar approach to Washington. They just cut and paste whatever California does. New Jersey follows regulations from California and includes the original California sales requirements. The only thing is they didn't reference any updates, which means New Jersey is now locked into a form that may get outdated. Maryland, Delaware, Colorado, Minnesota is the latest one to adopt. Nevada, who else? Of course, Virginia, where I talked about, and New Mexico. Listen, there is no way in the world that happened by accident. And I'd like to know, is anybody, I would love to, it never happened to me. I never saw, nobody ever approached me in the state legislature, but I've been out now for 4 years. So no one ever came to me and said, hey, Senator, would you consider adding this piece about adopting California emission standards and referencing California directly? No, I would have said freaking no. So they probably didn't come to me if they did, but I'd love to know if they approached anybody in Alabama. We don't have this in Alabama right now, and I'm glad. But it's amazing to me to think that 17 state legislatures have adopted what the wackiness in California is, and they've not just adopted like we want to do that. They've said, we hereby adopt California. And so whatever California does is now part of their state law. That's ridiculous. That's just laziness. I got a quick phone call. I'll take it before I go to the break. Pat in Somerville. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Not too bad. How's it going, Phil?
Do we lose him? Where'd he go? Okay. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Phil?
I'm good, sir. I'm good, sir. I guess it's fine. What's going on?
So I just wanted to throw in there real quick. It was funny because I moved down from Massachusetts. I escaped from Wolf World. I called in a couple weeks ago just to throw the chime in on there real quick. But I just wanted to piggyback off of the two callers back, I think it was, where he was saying about the having to take a test where you connect the candidate to the quote.
Yeah.
I had actually told a friend of mine up in Massachusetts that they should have to take a test to prove that you know what's going on before your vote counts, right? Because you have to know what's going on. And they tried to tell me that was racist. You know, that's the typical argument. It's like, oh, that's racist. I'm like, how is that racist? Oh, well, not everybody has access to all the information. I'm like, but you're going to go make a decision without the information? And all the information's out there. I mean, we've got public radio, even though it's usually wrong. You know, like, I listen to NPR, and a lot of what they say is crazy. I was like, but you can't tell me that's racist. They expect me to know what they're talking about when they go to vote. You know,
totally agree. In fact, I saw yesterday the guy Fetterman, who's running for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. He said that that having a photo ID when you vote is racist because it disenfranchises people who have harder times getting photo IDs, which is like saying that people in minority groups are too stupid to figure out how to get an ID, but they have to have an ID just to even get on a plane. So what the heck? But
and to go down to the store and buy some booze, you have to have an ID.
There you go.
And it was funny because, yeah, and so there was a video clip. I almost want to say it was Steven Crowder, like one of those groups where they go out and they'll talk to people on the street and they're like, oh, you know, so they'll go up to minorities and be like, oh, so do you have an ID? And they're like, yeah, of course I have an ID. Do you know where to go get one? How do you know where to go get one? And like, what do you think? I'm stupid? Like, I don't know. I'm just going off what the Democrats are saying. Like, that's not what they're saying. He's like, yeah, it is. They're saying that you can't go get it.
You're so
like,
right.
That's exactly it.
Hey, Pat, yeah. We're up against a break, man. I got to take a break right now. Appreciate the call. You have a great day. He's so right. He's just right. Boomer, take us to the break, brother. But, yeah. I mean, the very idea that because of your skin color, you can't figure out how to read something, or for that matter, your skin color stops you from being able to get a photo ID. That's classic. That's racism, saying that. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Last break of the day. We'll be right back and wrap it up. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative. I got a caller. Is that Allie? Allie from Athens. How's my friend Allie doing?
Your friend Allie is out and about being a Right Side Ruffian in her oh-so-cool Right Side Ruffian shirt, sir.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Well, that's not even the entire reason why I called. This is a moment of shameless self-promotion that is going to spotlight you. Are you ready?
Whoa, okay, what you got?
Okay. Seeing as you have decided that you are going to grace Athens now with your pithy wisdom as of Friday afternoon in terms of the online version, you're going to be read in 80 countries, son.
80 countries? Really?
Yes, the online... Yeah, the online version of Athens Now goes into 80 countries, two of which are Muslim, two of which are communist. You're getting in there, buddy boy.
Wow, I'm digging it. So Athens, but yeah. Folks don't know what she's talking about. I write an op-ed weekly, and Allie's just started running it in Athens Now, and I'm loving it. I had no idea. That is very cool.
Well, yeah, I didn't want your head to get there, you know.
Well, you know, what's kind of cool, Allie, too, is how you and I have been feeding each other opportunities. Like, so you introduced me to Buzz Patterson, Lieutenant Colonel Buzz Patterson. We did his interview today. He's going to be airing tomorrow on the show. I introduced you to Angel Brown. You had her on your show a couple of days ago. And then, you know,
and
now trading op-eds, too.
We're awesome.
I'm saying.
And in addition to that, I'm telling you, this is cross-pollination, sir, at its finest.
That's exactly
and
right.
And I am going to, my soldier column is going to be on what Angel is doing. I write a column that's called All Things Soldier, and Angel and what she is doing is going to be honored. And on my show, we read the names. Boy, that was a tough moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to be spotlighting Corporal Gee. And so we're talking about the whole thing. I'm getting kind of feisty about the disastrous drawdown. And what happened, it certainly is not something that should have ever, ever, ever happened. And so I'm excited to get that one all over the planet, too. So
well,
it's all your fault, sir.
Allie, I appreciate you. Thank you, my friend. You have a great day.
And, you're welcome. You
thanks for wearing that Right Side Ruffian shirt, because you indeed are a ruffian.
I am indeed. I need both the Aussie bossy male version of Siri as well as my husband to keep me in line. Just saying.
There you go. All right, Allie.
Okay.
We'll see you soon. Take care.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. You may have heard. By the way, I just got an email from Jim. Jim says, with regards to that caller Cliff we had earlier, he says, I suppose Cliff would be okay with a government mandate that everyone has to live on the moon in 15 years to save planet Earth from carbon dioxide that is released during the exhalation process. The technology exists to go to the moon. The technology exists to build habitats in space. So following his logic, why not? Good point, Jim. All right, folks, tomorrow is going to be an amazing day. You're going to want to tune in. 3 o'clock tomorrow, Lieutenant Colonel Buzz Patterson, who carried the nuclear football for President Bill Clinton, who wrote the book Dereliction of Duty, a New York Times bestseller. We're going to have him on at 3 o'clock. You're going to want to hear it. All right, folks, listen, wonderful night. Have a great day. Coming up next, Mark Levin. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We'll see you then.